The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our guy Patrick Royce is back with us. Patrick joins us periodically, like all the guests. Patrick is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. At this point yesterday, my friend, I was chatting with someone we both know well, Dave St. Peter, about his decision. Wise leaving. You wrote an outstanding column about Dave and the twists and turns he has had from the start until the end. For the folks who are still convinced that there's a big story behind the scenes that we just don't know about, and that's the true explanation why Dave is leaving, you say what?
I say no. I say I heard it when they were red hot this summer that he was probably going to leave and that Falvey would replace him. There were earlier rumors that you and I know that we kind of thought that Dustin was being trained perhaps to get that. But I think the poll heads and ahead of, you know, wanted to give Falvey a more powerful position. They have full faith in him. But Dave was divorced a few years ago, David. Mm-hmm. So unlike you and me, some of these guys feel a little guilt about that because they might feel that they did something wrong. You know, we know that we were blameless.
Couldn't have been our fault. I know that.
I
tell Kathleen that all the time. I mean,
yes, right. So, Eddie, you know, we only had a problem, both with G, me with gin and you with golf. But outside of that, it was Eddie. Anyway,
I'm on the couch all of a sudden here. Everything, Harrigan, everything's been truthful so far. Just
spot on. Am I wrong?
I said nothing.
Anyway, I think that he's like, you know, the real, I mean, he made a point of mentioning it both. He called in the beat writers on, the beat writers got tipped off on us on Monday the Twins have done this. They kind of did a session with these guys off the record, you know. And Dave went on and on. I got the transcript of that. He went on and on about his life has been inverted and, you know, trying to take care of the twins and not the people, not his old ones and not his himself and stuff. I mean, so he was like, you know, he's 57 and he's beat. He's ran his head against the wall for a lot of times. And I mean, here to me, of all the crises, Dave, I mean, Chad, we went through getting the ballpark and contraction and all that stuff, contraction, which was always nonsense. But 2010, they go into that ballpark and they got all these revenue projections for like the next 8 years. They've won, five?
Yeah. It's the Bauer Morneau run.
Titles, yeah. And they're going to win the sixth one, and they're drawing 3.3 million people, and it's nuts. And the projections are We're going to the first 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years in there, we're going to draw close to 3 million people
every year.
And the next year they go, they celebrate on the field for not losing 100 games. They lose, they go 19-50 to end the season. Ugh. And they go, nobody saw this coming. And they go into this incredible ineptitude that lasted through, I mean, 15, they poked their heads up a little bit.
Yep.
But all of a sudden, the new ballpark, now you're playing outdoors, and now people realize it's cold in April,
yep.
And it's cold in September. And what I'm saying is that the honeymoon was supposed to last. Now, the next year, they do 3 million again, but the honeymoon was supposed to last 8-9 years, and it lasted 2, you know. So,
well, there's no doubt. And, you know, I go back, and Dave and I, over a number of beers at times, or even a conversation elsewhere, talked about, you know, divorce and weighing on him. And I think, and you and I both know this, I think a lot of people just assume that Joe was coming in, let's say, 3-4 years ago, and, like, he might take Dave's job, right? I don't think a lot of people thought Joe would all of a sudden be the de facto owner, right? So
did
that change things? You know, what your call was so good because I don't think we mentioned the Chris Clouser situation enough. I just don't. We had a guy come in who was the Bullhead's buddy who wanted to put
– yeah. I think he lived in Carl's old house.
Yes.
He bought Carl's old house, I believe.
Yeah. He wanted to put up a temporary stadium out at the Mall of America parking lot. I mean, just
– and they were going to play this series at a weekend in the middle of September where they – you know, I mean, I love Clouser. I ran into him a couple of times.
Oh, God.
I joked with him, but this idea that we were just going to all – well, the Vikings are playing in the middle of September. We don't give a damn, you know. So, it was a crazy idea, to say the least. And then, you know, and Victory Sports lasted 20 minutes, too. And Dave, you know, there were a couple of times when they basically took away his power. One was Couture was allowed to come in and basically
clown, by the way.
Be the guy, and then Clouser was, Clouser was, I don't know, did he last a year? I don't know. He was the CEO, right? He was Dave's.
Oh, my God, he was running the show, too. Couture's the guy, so after Ted left, John Culleton hired me to step in for Twins, and Couture was loyal to Dick. And so the first couple of years, I did 25 games each. Culleton then says, you can do 50 this year. Well, then Culleton gets the gig to go to KCBS. Mm-hmm. Couture calls me and says, I hear a colleague gave you 50 games. I go, yeah. He goes, well, here's the deal. You need to quit the Timberwolves because nobody cares about the NBA, and you need to quit KFAN because nobody cares about that. I'm like, those are my regular jobs. Wait a second.
Yeah, that's right.
I go, how much are you paying me for the games? I didn't even want to tell you what he was offering to pay me for the games. I go, Kevin, good luck to you, buddy. And then Victory Sports was clownish. Okay, so what about Falvey and doing both these responsibilities? Now, Dave did remind me yesterday, Sandy Alderson, Mark Shapiro have done it. You know, it's not like it's never been done, but what is your sense about the balance?
I think he's going to be 80% business and 20% ball club. Don't you? I think it's going to be. I think he gets a hole in. We can also get rid of the rumors that Thad Levine was going to pursue other opportunities. Thad's contract was up, and they told him they were going to hire a general manager, and it wasn't going to be him.
Yep.
So, you know, this has all been in the offing for a while. I never heard the Zoll promotion was coming, but I heard the other part. And, I think it's going to be mostly business, but he'll also, I think, when they want to make some big baseball decision, they're going to have to go down to the office and tell him about it, right, and discuss it with him. But I really think that it's going to be more the business operation because, the other thing is, here, we don't know. I mean, what if some equity firm buys it in New York and they don't want these white yahoos from Minnesota running it? They might blow everybody out.
That's what I was saying. Like, for Falvey, it's probably smart to have dual responsibilities. I would also say this. Somebody comes in and buys the team. They're going to put in their own president of business operations, aren't they?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I would think. You're going to spend, if you're going to spend $1.3 billion or whatever it is, you're not. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing just seemed kind of out of place considering, I mean, not Davis, you know, quitting and you're going to have to replay, I mean, being a consultant or whatever, but because he wanted to do that, but. With the sale pending, it's kind of strange here to be promoting people doing things.
That's what I,
this is the
that's what I thought.
Because by the way, does Derek still have? Does he have anything to do with the decisions now to lower the payroll and do all
that? That's correct. It's a good way to secure your position when the public is mad at you for the collapse. So I thought this was an interesting part, too, because I was asking the sale. And, I mean, Harrigan, you describe how Dave said it. He goes, you know, the Poleds are still exploring this and seeing what the market is. Is that about right, would you say, Dave?
It seemed like it was still very open-ended.
Yeah, it was more open-ended. Do you, Patrick, do you see a scenario where it's July 1st next year and the Poleds say, hey, we put it out there? We didn't get the number we wanted. We're going to maintain as owners of this franchise.
Yeah, well, I can see it, sure. But here's the other thing. What I think what we don't know in all this Follett thing is there's now, you know, there was the Carl generation, right?
Yep.
There was Carl. When he ran it, and somebody was telling me, and Carl would get in a room with the three sons, and Carl had an opinion, and they had the opinion. They'd vote, and it'd be 2-1, and Carl's one would count.
Yes, yes, I was also told that by one of those sons. Told me that one time.
Yes, that would count. You know, that's what the new committee that was after Calvin's Waseca speech. He formed the Brucey Calvin and the Brucey Clarkey and Foxy committee was formed. And they went in and told Calvin it was time to resign, and he disbanded the committee. So that took care of that. So, so that was it. But now you got the generation of the three sons. But now you have another generation, and Joe is the leader of that generation.
Yep.
And there's more.
There's
more people involved. In what you know? There's seven or eight of the, in that generation.
Yeah.
So that's it. It's a different deal. You know, Bill has never been involved, and you know, Bobby and Jim are, you know, so I don't know. They're probably, and the other thing is when you got a lot of money, try to set it up, right? So you.
Oh, yeah. It would be, we both know this. It'd be really popular, though, if they announce August 1st. Ah, we've decided to keep it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would.
Well, it depends upon if they're winning games or not.
Yeah, that's fair.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's enough of the poll ads and the Twins. Okay. Where are you at with The Diplomat? Have you watched The Diplomat?
I watched quite a bit of the first year. Yeah, I haven't finished it yet, but I got people telling me to get in on it.
Yeah, you should. I think it's noticeably better in the second season. I like her. Her husband's great. The side character.
She's hard not to like, but
oh,
okay.
That's correct. It's a lot of good side characters. Okay, The Penguin, I'm about to start it. Have you watched this?
No, I can't stand the Batman stuff. I can't do it. Actually, the bride was saying, let's watch this. I said, no, I can't do it.
So I'm with you 1,000%. None of the superhero crap does nothing for me. But five or six friends of mine are kind of my TV sounding boards who know where I stand. Everyone is like, it has nothing to do with it. If you watch it, you're going to get into it right away.
Well, I suppose we got to give it a test. But I got enough violence and grotesqueness in my life just watching The Wolves, so I don't have
yeah.
to.
Yeah, how about that?
What is this? Let's get back to the real horror story in town.
Puke.
What are you doing, Finchy? The other night you can't make a shot and you still can't let mine out off the. Last night they're getting their rear end kicked by Portland. And he's playing eight guys down to the finish when you got to play again tonight.
I don't get it.
I don't get what's going on. I was a fan of his, but I don't know what he's doing.
I still am. You know? But this one, I tweeted out multiple times last night. Put the young guys in. You need juice. You need something.
Yes.
And by the way, it could fail. Because guess what? The other option is just watching these guys fail tonight. I mean, we're turning Carl Towns into Dikembe Mutombo right now. I must have missed something. Was Kat this great defensive player? Because I know they've turned it over 20 times and it's sloppy, but the long-term issue, they're not close defensively
to last year. They're not
even close.
No. Yeah, they say this Dillingham's out of control. Well, I'd like to see a little out of control night because what they were playing was incredible. It was brutal. That team, you just beat them by 100. And I don't know. I haven't liked them from game one when they went out and played like clowns against the Lakers. And I'm on record playing. I'm on record already. They're going to be in the play-in.
I think they'll be higher. But
okay.
I was there firsthand for 2004-2005. I remember that the last time there were a lot of expectations. That's Spree was, feed me and Sam. Yeah. My favorite part of that year is, let's say one of the locker room guys was my good buddy. Sam was going in the locker room after every game, trade for me, trade for me, trade for me. This is Cassell going in the visiting locker room. He was really a team guy, by the way. Flipper knew it and then started mocking him and then years later hired him as an assistant. Yeah. And I called him like, Jesus Christ, he's got you fired? It was a long time ago.
Yeah,
I didn't forget about it.
I looked it up, though. We all bashed the hell out of Sprewell. He played 81 games.
Yeah. I agree.
He played 81 games.
Yeah.
I think we might have put the play on the wrong guy.
Oh, I agree. For me, Sprewell and I never had a problem. Even when I went out, like everybody, and I used to have to sneak into practice, and let's say my presence was noted by a number of players, and Spree came over and he goes, I got no issue with you. Whereas Sam, I think Cassell is one of the greatest frauds in Wolves history. Oh,
well,
hell of a player. But man, behind the scenes.
And he'd fill up a notebook, too. I go back to when he was covering the Final Four at Florida State. He's sitting in the back of the room slouching in a chair. And I went back and talked to him for 20 minutes. I thought I was on another planet. It was unbelievable.
Yes, that's true.
Great.
All right. We're late. I got to go.
All right. Well, Dave, he was good. I mean, he gave it 30 years, man.
It's a good run.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
And by the way, we're both available to be a consultant somewhere.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Strategic, whatever consultant, we're available.
Yes.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yes. Bye.
The best, Patrick Royce, 24 past 1 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.